Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. We're here another Tuesday. I just love it. I don't care what's going on in my day. When it's time to get ready for the show, it's just like I don't care how, if I'm tired or whatever, I always look forward to this time on Tuesday evening. And I am so excited to have you guys. Listen, you know what? I am so proud of you guys. You really blew it up last week. I mean, we had an awesome show last week. You were here in numbers, and I like that. And you're going to have a chance to do it again in May because we have a presentation that's going to be held out in Troy. And listen, I'll tell you more about that later, so just stay tuned. But, yeah, welcome. Here's to your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And you know what? I just want to encourage you guys to tune in sometimes during the week and just, you know, listen to some of the other lineups, because there are some really good lineups on this. In fact, it's not the Poetic Energy Network station anymore. I have to find out more about that. But anyway, I got something I want to share with you guys tonight. I read this, and I thought it is so wonderful. It says, it is better to learn to trust and respect. It is better to earn the trust and respect of one of your children than to gain notoriety and adulation of the masses. If you must speak, ask a question. Unless what you say benefits the other person, don't say it. It's not what I think that counts, nor is it what you think that counts. It's what I think you think, and what you think I think that really counts. Have you ever called a person and maybe you were supposed to get back with them, and you can hear in their voice that they're kind of, you know, they're feeling around. They say, "Oh, I know you think that I would, you know." It's not what I think or what you think. It's what you think I think. And I would always love to have a person think that. She's not going to think nothing like that. I had a situation to happen. A person texted me, and you know, a lot of people now are using these voice texts, and some of them are crystal clear, like yours, Miss Lady. But then some are just, they jacked up. I can't understand what's being said. And a friend sent me a text message, and she said, she was saying, Doris, I am outside, but it came across, Dork, I am outside. And she couldn't wait to get to me so she could tell me, that was a misunderstanding. I used my voice texting method, and I when I read it, I said, "Oh my God!" I said "Dork" instead of "Doors." She said, "Girl, it was just a miss something," and I said, "It's no problem. I didn't think anything of it." She said, "Oh, I didn't want you to look at it and say, 'Oh, what is she trying to say?'" I said, no. I mean, I knew I didn't know it was a voice. I didn't know she was speaking into it, but I thought maybe, you know how sometimes you get to texting and your hands hit other keys and, you know, like that. I thought it was like that. But I thought, I said, you know what? If there's no enemy within, the enemy without can do you no harm. I mean, I didn't think, why would I think you calling me a dork? You know, so. Anyway, no one listens to a person operating out of self-interest alone. And that is so true. Nobody listens to somebody that's operating out of self-interest alone. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And listen, the world we're living in now, people need to know we care, y'all. I don't care what's going on. They need to know that we have a genuine interest. Sometimes when I'm around people, and I see so many opportunities to plug either herbs or I'm this and I do this. But then I began to look for the opportunity, just look around and see who might need to just vent, who needs to just talk. You know, I mean, I can talk anytime, but who, just take an assessment and just see who's off by themselves or who's not being paid attention to, and just go up to that person and introduce yourself, and then just start asking leading questions. How are you? Who are you? What's your name? Where are you from? What do you do? And just let them talk. You'd be surprised. Those are the people that will end up saying, well, you know, can I get your number or whatever? And you end up making not only a business associate in the end, but then it's good conversation. People want to know. People are so rushed now until you could ask somebody, how you doing? You'll hear fine or whatever, impasse, and they may be way down the street. Oh, I'm good. You know, nobody's got time. Nobody takes time with anybody anymore. And that's what we have to do. Just like, remember that it was a cartoon or something used to come on, and he the person would say, simmer down. You know, simmer down. Just take time and just, you know, talk to somebody. Have a conversation. You see, our kids don't do it. They texting. And now we didn't got to do, so we doing just like them. Ooh. That is a pet peeve of mine. We texting. How you doing? Where you at? What? You know? But anyway. Yeah. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about exercise. Most of you know that I'm back in school. I'm working on getting my license. It's to add to what I'm already doing as a personal fitness trainer. And it is so exciting. I'm telling you the truth. It is so absolutely exciting. And I can't tell you how important exercise is. And, you know, a lot of people figure just because they walk through the house and they up and down the steps and they washing and doing this and that, you know, that's I'm not talking about chores. I'm talking about legitimate exercise on a regular basis because it's a healthy habit for healthy aging. And that's exactly what we want to do. We want to age healthily. You see what I'm saying? We want to age healthy. And exercise is probably the single most important thing you can do to age successfully. And the benefits are, they are endless, y'all, and can include everything from weight control to improve circulation, improve circulation of the blood and oxygen, increase muscle mass, better move and improve balance. If I have a person that tells me that they're not sleeping at night, you know what I begin to tell them now? How much exercise do you get? Because if you're exercising, I'm not talking about just walking up and down the steps or walking around the corner. If you're getting some legitimate exercise, I can't wait to hit the bed at night. I cannot wait. This is the only night that I get to bed, say around 10:30, 10:30, quarter to 11. Other than that, I'm in the bed at 9 o'clock. You know, and I mean, I don't have to lay there and toss and turn. I'm in the bed and I'm asleep. You see, because when you work out and you work out and you get regular exercise, your body be tired at night. It does just what it's supposed to do. So doing some sort of exercise is important for maintaining your functionality as you get older. And you know the worst thing in the world is to get old. You see people that they get old and they become sedentary. You know, they just sit around not doing nothing from a seat in the house to a seat in the car. And you know what? You can look at the derriere of different people and tell that whether they sit a lot or whether they're up and doing things. I'm telling you the truth. You can actually do that. Even in moderate amounts, exercise can help. Now, in moderate amounts to get started. But if you're not raising the heart rate, you ain't doing nothing. You are not exercising. You know, and a lot of people feel, well, okay, well, I'll take the dog for a walk. I take my dog for a walk too. But now when it's time for my exercise, I exercise. And I walk, and I found that the best walk I can get is when I'm walking by myself. If I'm walking with my dog, I can't walk, you know, to get my heart rate up because she's stopping, she's pulling off to the side, she got to pee, she's doing this and doing that, and you know what I'm saying? So I can't walk the way I want to walk to get my heart rate up. So what I do, when the weather is really nice, when the weather permits, then I'll do my walking, or either I'll take her for hers, come back, bring her in. By that time, she's happy. Bring her in, and then I go for my walk because I like to brisk walk. When you walk, you should walk so that you're winded, but you should be able to carry on a conversation, but you should be a little winded. And that's why I walk by myself, because a lot of times if you're going to walk, walk with somebody that walks the same pace that you walk. But don't go for no stroll. Don't hit the track to go for a stroll and talk about the weather and what you're cooking. And, you know, use it for what it's supposed to be used for. Use it to get you in a good, brisk walk where you're raising that heart rate. You see what I'm saying? So it'll be beneficial, because exercise can help. It helps you enjoy life and avoid diseases that many people mistakenly believe come with automatically with age. You'd be surprised how many times I hear people say, well, you know, that's all a part of getting old. I beg to differ. That's all a part of getting old if that's all you're doing. It's just nothing. If you're not moving, you know, you're not getting any physical exercise. The lymphatic system is not moving. But you just become sedentary. That's why a lot of our kids is having problems now. They sit in the thing that's worked most on them is their thumb and the fingers holding those little boxes, those little, you know, handheld toys that you play on the TV, the computer things. But we have got to get moving. You can reduce your risk of dying prematurely by almost half if you exercise every day or nearly every day. And regular physical activity, it cuts the risk of so many diseases, such as heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, diabetes, osteoporosis. I mean, the list goes on and on. Depression and anxiety, osteoarthritis. When you're feeling bad, if you're feeling down and depressed, go for a brisk walk. I mean, go for a brisk walk. You will see how much better you feel. It helps with a lot of falls and broken bones. And, you know, primarily falls and broken bones happen as we get older. And it's even been proven to be very, very, very beneficial in a lot of types of cancer. So exercise can enhance your mood, and it helps you manage stress. And like I said, it helps you to sleep like a baby. You will sleep like a baby if you get physical exercise. And you know what? A lot of times we'll start things. They say January is the most prevalent month for people starting exercise regimens. And then by April, it's gone. You know, the thrill is gone. So I just want to encourage you to get some exercise. And for us baby boomers, it's so important to us. When you start putting on weight and you can tell, you know, it's time to start. The last place we want to be is in the hospital. You remember I told you guys I went to a seminar when I first heard about Juice Plus, and I heard this doctor say that the last place you want to be is in the hospital. Well, like I told you, we hear NDs say that all the time, but to hear a doctor say that, I was blown away. But it's true. The last place you want to be is in the hospital. And make sure before you start working out that you consult with your naturopath, your doctor, your health authoritative. Make sure you do that. And start slowly. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll start an exercise program and you go full out. You know, go buy the outfit and you know, get buy the membership and you go full out first week, and then the second week, you may go a couple of days, third week, maybe a day, and then before you know it, it's that good effort. You know how you hear people say when they speak with good effort, oh, yeah, no, I didn't go this week, but I'll be back next at it next week. And that becomes a ritual. You know, no, I didn't go this week, but I'll be back at it next week. So start slowly. Don't overdo it by exercising too long or too intensely. You know, start walking. Walking is always a good thing to do. And be sure to make stretching a part of your regimen. And not before. Before, just warm up. All you have to do is warm up. Do a warm up, either running in place or some jumping jacks, 5 to 10 minutes. But do your stretching at the end of your workout. By that time, the muscles are warm, and it's better to do your stretching at the end. You know, a lot of times we hear, you know, you even go to the track and you see people get on and they're starting to stretch out and but save that for afterwards. And aim for 30 minutes or more of exercises most days of the week. And it can be done all at once, like the 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes all at once. Or you can break it up in increments, 10 minutes in the morning before you whatever, and 10 minutes in the midday, and 10, 15 minutes. I like to get mine over with. I like to do mine first thing in the morning. And then if I have some time in the evening, I can do some too. But and incorporate, always incorporate muscle training and strength training in with your cardio, especially for baby boomers, for those of us that's getting up there in age, that's aging healthy, you know, you want to incorporate some strength training because it helps to build strong bone. People think that a lot of times calcium, how do you build strong bones? You got to drink milk. I beg to differ. You build strong bones the same way you build strong muscles. You have to put some strength training in there, some resistance training in there, okay? Be creative. Although, you know, listen, let me tell you something. A lot of times when it's not, I love to walk. I love to walk before I do my hit the weights. And a lot of times the weather, right now, the weather won't permit us to get outside and walk. Walk where you can. Use your steps. Do you have basements? Walk up and down the steps. You know, you can do something, but don't let, you know, just circumstances, the weather, stop you from exercising because you can do something no matter where you are, okay? Know that you got to know when to stop. Stop exercising and seek help if you feel any tightness in your chest. I mean, not just tiredness. A lot of us are so out of shape, it won't take but a little bit to make you feel tight in the chest. You see what I'm saying? But know when you're having really chest difficulty, or if you have severe shortness of breath, any kind of pain in your arms and your jaw, you know, if you experience any kind of heart palpitations, any kind of dizziness and fatigue and things like that. But let's get moving. We got to move. We got to move. So that's just something I wanted to share with you tonight on exercising. Someone had asked me if I believed in chiropractors. I got an email, and the young man wanted to know if I believe in going to chiropractor. He said because his doctor said that chiropractors, it could really do more damage if they manipulated and things like that. And I'm thinking, yeah. Well, I mean, who causes any more damage than doctors? I mean, if you just get right down to it, you know. But I just think that the chiropractor is often forgotten when it comes to your yearly physical. but an annual exam of the spine is just as important as any other facet of your physical. The spine relays information through your body by way of the central nervous system, and if the central nervous system is not functioning properly, you can have stiffness in your joints and headaches, among other kind of health problems. So I think it is so very important to have a good chiropractor. And I'm going to be having my chiropractor on in the very near future, Dr. Bob. You guys know that I hold him in very high regards, very high esteem, because he is just a fantastic. He doesn't do all that cracking and popping and jerking. And, I mean, I call him a gentle chiropractor. I would say, too, that he may even be a body intuitive, you know, because he knows how to use, like, his elbows and different things to gently manipulate. And he got me back on my feet. And if you guys could see the x-rays and the report I got from two of the top-notch orthopedic surgeons, it is in the Henry Ford healthcare system. And they both said the same thing. No, I'm sorry. One was in the Henry Ford healthcare system, and then I went out of the Henry Ford healthcare system into the Oakwood system. Top-notch orthopedic doctors in their field. And they both said the same thing, fusion. You know, it's a lot of that being done now. Spine fusion, you know, when you got a disc that they say is herniated or ruptured or compacted on a nerve and things like that. And this man, when I went to him, he asked me a few simple questions. One was if I was in pain, and I said, excruciating pain. He couldn't believe it because of my demeanor. You know, because I was not letting the pain control me. In fact, the day I met him, we was out and about. I was visiting a friend of mine in her facility. She owns a health facility, a holistic facility, and Dr. Kiefer. I know a lot of you may know her. And I was visiting her at her facility, and this is how I met this doctor. And I'm telling you, this doctor of chiropractic. So, I mean, just his name is Dr. Bob. And like I said, we're going to have him on. He's down on Woodward and 7 Mile. But if you want to know more about him, go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, and click on my sharing is caring page. My caring is sharing page. And you'll see him there. He's there. And you can read about him, and he's doing some really, really good things down there. My first time when I had gone down, he's got these roosters in Detroit, for real, on Woodward. And this rooster, I was sitting at the picnic table because, I believe in being early. So I'm sitting there early in the morning, and the water in the fountain is running, and it was just an awesome summer morning. And all of a sudden, I hear this thing go, I said, what? I couldn't believe it. I looked around, and here's this big, beautiful rooster just crowing. And he hopped up on the table where I was sitting, the picnic table, and he looked at me like, who are you? And I just sat there. I mean, it was absolutely awesome. A rooster on Woodward in the hood? I couldn't believe it, but it was so refreshing, and that gave me some indication of what I was in for, because that was the most pleasurable experience. I'm telling you, it was nothing like it. And now I'm using even other therapies and things, and I feel great, you guys. I feel great. So, you know, according to the Association of Chiropractic Colleges, chiropractic focuses on the relationship between the structure, primarily the spine, and the function as coordinated by the nervous system. And it's concerning how that relationship affects the preservation and the restoration of our health. Yeah, a lot of doctors will tell you, don't go to a chiropractor. But listen, didn't it make sense to think about it like this? How many times during the course of the day have you stumbled over something, maybe even fallen? You know, you fell or you missed a step or you sat down too hard or, you know what I'm saying? All of these things can cause a misalignment in the spine. And even Dr. Watkins himself says that, you know, if you have a misalignment in your spine, all the herbs or whatever it is in the world will not do you any good. We were meant to be in alignment. Even babies, when they are born, coming through that birth canal, that can cause a misalignment. I know chiropractors that even work with newborn babies to gently align the spine. So it's just something, if you've never done it, I suggest you check out, get you a good chiropractor. Check out Dr. Bob and go in and let him just, a lot of chiropractors will take x-rays. I went to one. He was supposed to be one of the best. This is before I went to Dr. Bob, before the Holy Spirit aligned us, put me in front of him. But I went to this one, and he was supposed to be a Brimhall chiropractor. And from what he explained to me, this was, he had just maybe 200 less hours than a doctor, and blah, blah, this and that. He took x-rays that cost me $300, and he told me I would need to come like 3 days a week for the first couple of weeks. And whenever I went, and I would leave feeling worse than I did when I got to him. And I said, wait a minute, this isn't working. And I began to ask him, how long do you think it's going to take before I could just stand up? I had a hard time standing up washing dishes. I took two, I fell twice. And he said, well, it's going to take some time. And I said, okay. And that day I made up my mind. I said, you know what, this isn't working. And I didn't go back. But the first day I saw Dr. Bob, and he took me into his office, and he just began to ask me what was wrong and had me to deep breathe and do things like that. And then he laid me down. He kind of stretched me out a little bit. And, yeah, it hurt. It hurt for a little while. And he told me just to breathe. Don't refrain from the pain. Just go feed into it. Just go into it. And when I got off that table, I could touch my toes. I'm telling you the truth. And I went back a couple of times that week, you know, but after that I would go like maybe once a week, and now I go whenever I feel I need to an adjustment. So it's amazing how misalignment can cause things like headaches. And keep in mind, chiropractors are not doctors that just treat the symptoms. They try to get to the root of the problem and fix it for good. And that's what I love about chiropractic care, because it fits so well with holistic care. We don't just try to get to, okay, let's fix this symptom. Let's deal with this symptom. It's about getting to the root of the problem. What is going on? And they use spinal adjustments, focusing on the cervical vertebrae in the neck bones, to relieve headaches. I know a lot of people that have had problems, serious issues with, they call them migraines. And they've gone to a chiropractor, and they say, you couldn't believe that all these years I've been dealing with my migraines, and happened to get into a chiropractor's office, and the migraines are gone. Misalignment of the spine, that cervical vertebrae, can cause headaches that you would not believe. Stiffness and muscle spasms, it can relieve all kinds of muscles and stiffness and muscle spasms because chiropractors perform spine realignment to relieve patients with these stiffnesses and these spasms that occur during the time of accident, even sleeping in an awkward position, working with poor posture. How many times do you walk past the desk or somewhere and you see people and they're slumped over, slouched over in their seat? That all wears on the spine. So I just want to encourage you to, you know, get in to see a chiropractor. Are you having problems with inflammation, tissue inflammation? Chiropractors are able to reduce the stress in the spine with various hand manipulation techniques, which in turn help to decrease the tissue inflammation in the body, such as a masseuse. You know, a masseuse knows how to do those deep tissue moves. That may be the next thing that I add to my repertoire. I would love to be able to. I do massage now, but I don't get into the deep tissue, and I would love to do that because I truly believe that I have healing hands. There's healing in my hands. So I would love to get into that. But you know, chiropractors use also dietary plans or, as we say, eating regimens to help their clients manage their health and avoid issues in the future. So, yes, I highly recommend a chiropractor. Pain relief, I can vouch for that. They're known for their ability to take holistic approaches to help you relieve yourself of pain. You'd be surprised how sometimes a slight manipulation can relieve pain. A sciatic pain is no pain to play with, believe me. And a lot of times people take all kinds of ibuprofen and anti-inflammatory drugs to help relieve the problem. That's not relieving the problem. That's just dealing with the issue of what's going on, that pain. That's addressing that issue of the pain right there. It's not getting to the root cause. You see what I'm saying? So we need to know whether or not this is something that's going to be good. And the only way you can do that is just to check it out. And always go by word of mouth, especially when it comes to something like that. When it comes to like a dentist or I have a holistic dentist that I'm going to have come on. It's just we have to know. Ask people. Open your mouth. You know, don't just go check somebody out and say, oh, wow, that didn't work out. Ask around. Start putting feelers out there. Do you know a good holistic dentist? When you say a holistic dentist, what do you mean? Somebody that doesn't use the norm like Novocaine and all these other kinds of things and the mercury fillings and the composites and stuff like that. Start asking. So that's just some little stuff I want to share with you tonight on chiropractors because I have found when I looked at the reports I got from these orthopedic surgeons, and they both said the exact same thing. And one I asked, this was so phenomenal. When he came into the room, I was up on the table, and I was I was like in a fetal position, but I was on my knees. And when he came in, I straightened up because I was in just that much pain. And so I asked him, I said, well, after you finish with this, after you do this fusion, would I be able to still do yoga? Would I be able? And he was like, oh, yeah. And I said, oh, okay. And I would be, and he said, oh, yeah, no problem. And I said, okay, so you know how we do things. We research. And I went home and I started to research exactly what he was talking about. And if there's something you want to know about a surgery or anything, go to YouTube. I love YouTube. I saw actual cases of people that had this thing that they wanted to do on me, And there was no way that they was going to do no yoga unless it was just laying flat out on a mat. But it was no way that they were going to be able to do any kind of downward dog. You weren't doing no yoga with these. And it was so horrendous, and the pain was so excruciating until I said, it's no way. So I just thank God that I didn't have to go that route. And you want to always exhaust every possibility before you look into something as catastrophic as being cut on. You know, that's got to be the last resort. So just keep that in mind. And like I said, check out Dr. Bob, and we'll have him on soon. And he'll share some things with you concerning chiropractic care. Alkaline water. Do you know that alkaline water is the best water that you can drink? It restores the pH balance in the body. It has a higher pH, and it reduces the need for fat and cholesterol to protect the body from damaging acids. So if you're not drinking alkaline water, you need to get on some good alkaline water. The alkaline water that I promote, that I recommend, is none other than Kangen water. It is some of the best alkaline water. Once you've had this water, you do not want to drink any other kind of water. And I was surprised to find out, well, not surprised, but I was elated to find out that they won the Gold Skill Standard of waters, and this is it's an independently tested facility that tests water. And to get this gold standard, you have to really have some good water, and they got it. They received that. In fact, they've received it like a few years in a row. But alkaline water, it even tastes lighter, and it has a pleasantly like a sweet flavor. I mean, it's nothing like there's nothing in it to make it sweet. I guess it's so alkaline, it's so light, until it has such a pleasant, light taste to it. It even improves the body's absorption of essential nutrients. It improves the body functioning by cleaning your cells from the inside out. And using water with a higher pH level improves the taste of beverages and food. You can even cook with it. I cook with alkaline water. And the machine that I have, it makes like five or six different kinds of water, and it's just phenomenal, the things that this water can do. I have one water that I use for cleaning my vegetables. Even though I eat organic vegetables, I'm still very strategic in the way that I clean them. Just because they're organic, I don't just run them under the water and let that be it. I still use very strategic measures in cleaning my organic vegetables. And this water that I have, my ionizer machine makes, it removes kitchen grease and grime. It removes the pesticide residues from fruits and vegetables. Notice I said residues. It do not go inside of the fruits and vegetables. And this is for those of you that do consume vegetables that aren't organic. It removes the residues. In fact, there's one test that you can see if you go to, I think it's enagic.com, and you can see this. You can take a look. Go to my website. You can take a look at it on my website. So click on Kangen water. It also makes a water for cooking, and that pH is like 8.5 to 9.5, and it's recognized that Kangen water assists in gastrointestinal movement, and its acid properties alleviate any kind of digestion, indigestion, and acid indigestion that you might have, any chronic diarrhea, any abnormalities in the gastrointestinal. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what happened there, but it just said that we had a problem. So, yeah, the alkaline water, the machine also makes beauty water. And this is a weak acid water. It has a pH from 6.0 to 5.0. It's not for drinking. It's strictly for using on your skin. And what it does is, it's like I said, it's a weak acid beauty water that creates healthy skin. It acts as an astringent, a firming water, and it can also be used to for boiling up your noodles, any kind of noodles, or any kind of making tempura butter, stuff like that. But then it also makes a very, very wonderful disinfecting water, and it's a strong acidic water. It has a pH of 2.7 and lower, and it's definitely not for drinking. And it's used as a disinfecting water in everyday life. I use it for everything. It's a strong acidic water, and it is very powerful. It's a disinfectant water that's used for killing germs and bacteria and things like that. And then it also makes a water, a clean water. It's a 7.0 water, and it's for drinking. And this is the water that's used for taking medicines or preparing the baby's formula. Because what happens with alkaline water, it's such a pure water until if you take it with any kind of medication, it may break it down so fast and send it into your system so fast until you may not, you know, your system may not be able to handle it. So you want to always start off with just a clean water. But alkaline water is the best. It's in Kangen means return to origin. So this water is just like the water we would get if we was in the where there's glaciers, where water is running down, being purified by the glaciers. It's the exact same water. It provides such superior hydration until you find out, you know, a lot of times, like, you can be thirsty, and it's just like you can't quench that thirst. With this water, the ionization breaks the cluster of the water molecules into smaller what's called microclusters. So reducing the size of the clusters from about 11 or 16 molecules in a standard water to 5 to 6 molecules in ionized water. So the smaller clusters pass through the cell walls more easily, and it hydrates the cells quickly. So this is why, you know, you don't have to drink a lot of it. Sometimes you can drink bottled water and it looks like you're just always thirsty. And if you ever have any alkaline water, you'll see why. It's the best water you can drink. And the hydration is faster. It allows the body to regulate its temperature more efficiently. So check out the alkaline water if you're not already doing it. And another very beneficial reason that I promote alkaline water, it detoxifies the cells more efficiently than any standard drinking water. And lo and behold, not tap water. So alkaline water, it raises the pH in your urine, which helps to excrete the acid and the toxins in the body, uses a process called ion tapping. So it helps to excrete that. If you know anybody having any trouble with uric acid problems, like, what is it, gout. You see people look like they're walking in hot coals because their feet hurt, gout. Tell them to get them some alkaline water. To lay off the meat, get off the meat, because meat is very acidic. But while they're nourishing their cells and the body with this good alkaline water, tell them to pull back on the acid-causing foods, the meat and the dairy, while they get that under control. In fact, doctors use this method to detoxify poison victims in the emergency room. So drinking alkaline water, it stimulates a much better, it stimulates better in the iron tapping than what doctors use. So it's something just to think about. You know, that's what this show is about, sharing information. For those of you that have not been to the Pure Herbs website, go to the Pure Herbs website. They're rebuilding the website after the FDA has come in and tried to, you know, do their little dastardly deeds. But, you know, hey, when something is right, it's right, and it's tight. People are saying, we want our herbs. We want to be able to control our own health care choices, and this is what we want. So they tried to come in and cause a little problems, but they couldn't do nothing. So now they're starting to put the dosages and stuff on the extracts and also on the capsules, and that's a good thing. You know, so everything works. All things work together for good of them that love the Lord and who are thus called according to his purpose. And truly, we know that's Dr. Watkins. You know, Dr. Watkins, he's got a good heart. The reason he started Pure Herbs is because, first of all, he had a need. And through that need, look at how many other thousands of people he's helping. Because of these herbs, it's really something. I had my son, he called me from San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and he told me, he said, the owner of one of the restaurants where he worked, he said she had a problem with her back. He didn't know what kind of problem it was. She just said her back really hurt bad. And he told her, he said, I got something I'm going to bring in. I want you to try it. And she said, yeah, okay, Yaku. She said, you know, this pain was so bad until she doubted anybody had anything that could help her. But he brought her in some 5 oils, and he told her to use it that night. And he said the next day when he saw her, she said, Yaku, I need to see you. And he was like, oh, what's that all about? He said he went to her office, and she said, what in the world was that you gave me to use on my back? And he said, oh, it's just a herb my mom has. And she said, I want to know how to get it, and I want to know how to get a lot of it, and I want to know how to get it now. So she's a happy Pure Herbs member right now. She made her order, and I mean, she ordered a lot of it. So just go to my website, check out the Pure Herbs link, click on Pure Herbs, and take a look around. And also, I want to let you guys know that tuned in last week. You know, last week we had Donna Felstad on and Sid and another gentleman, and we were discussing Juice Plus. Juice Plus, I know you guys, you were tuning in because I've had so many calls and those of you that have said, I'm on board with this. So go to my website, check out Juice Plus, see why it's the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. And Donna's going to be in town in May. I'll let you know more about that before the time arrives. But she's coming, and she's coming to Troy, and we're going to pack it. I want the people out in droves to hear about and see this product firsthand. And for those of you that haven't already got on it, maybe by then you'll be on it, and you'll be able to share it with your friends and your relatives, and you'll be able to tell them about this fantastic whole food nutrient product that also has a powerful business base to it. So, I mean, isn't that what it's all about? Sharing something that you love, that you care enough about to take, and you would share it with others. That's what it's all about. So listen, if anybody has anything that they'd like to share for a minute or two, we got about a couple minutes. Now's the time to do it. Press number one on your telephone keypad. If you got any questions, any comments, anything like that, anything you need clarification on, all you have to do is just press number one. And if not, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Looks like the time flies. At first, when we first started the show, it looked like it took so long to fill an hour, but now it looks like it's just, wow, time just flies by. So I want you guys to take care of yourself. Do something good for yourself. Remember to get ample sleep. Remember to drink good water, enough water. You know, you can tell. How do you tell when you've had enough water? All you have to do is look in the toilet. If it's a real faint yellow, then you know that you're getting enough water. If it's gold, like you've had a gold rush, you know, you need some more water. Take care of yourself. More fruits and vegetables. Take your Juice Plus. Get your 17 fruits, vegetables, and grains in capsule form or in a gummy form. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself. I appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. No one has any questions, any comments tonight. Okay, well, that's going to do it. Don't forget to check out my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info. And you guys know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And come back next week. We'll do it again. I'm going to have a surprise guest on next week. So come on back. Somebody that you're going to enjoy hearing from. Somebody that loves sharing like I do. Passionate about sharing good things. Health, things that's going to help us. You know, listen. I heard some information tonight about those old smart meters. Do not let them put those things on your house. Those smart meters, you don't have to have them now. You know, DTE was saying that we have to have, you do not have to let them put them things on your house. They're causing all kinds of problems health-wise. Don't let them put those smart meters. Google smart meter and read up on what's being said about them. Do not get a smart meter on your house, okay? Okay, well, until next time, guys, it's time to get out of here. And I'm going to leave you with this. Before you state your case, gather the evidence, especially the motives of what motivates the other person. Check this out. Marriage is not total agreement. It is looking in the same direction together. I thought that was cute. All you married couples should appreciate that one. Okay, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Have a blessed night. I love you all. Come back next week, Tuesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Invite somebody on, okay? Thanks. God bless.